Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
For the 17th time in school history, the Valley Falls Dragon Boys are set to compete in state tournament basketball. Today, the Dragons, with a record of 19-4, are set to take on the Syracuse Bulldogs here in the opening round, a quarterfinal game at Class 2A in Bramlage Coliseum, Manhattan, Kansas. Good afternoon, Care Country, with studio engineer Ray Pinning. I'm Justin Fluke, courtside in the Octagon of Doom, where today the Valley Falls Dragons look to return to the state semifinals, something they did their previous trip to state in 2022. In fact, this is the third time in the last 5 years that head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer has brought his Valley Falls boys basketball team to the 2A state tournament. Looking to make a little history here, and they come in hot, having won 10 consecutive ball games. Valley Falls winning their sub-state last week, and what a thriller it was in the sub-state championship game after wins against Valley Heights and Casey Christian. Valley Falls survived and got a one-point victory, 57-56 over Mission Valley, to return here to the Big Dance. Only 4 losses on the season, but 10 wins in a row after going 12-2 in the Northeast Kansas League. And Valley Falls, a team with good experience, great balance, and phenomenal team chemistry. Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer feels good about the Dragon squad taking on Syracuse here today. This is the 4-5 seeds, both with identical records of 19-4. Syracuse made state basketball. This is their tournament appearance at state in school history. They survived a couple games scary as well, and there's some state beating Plainville 58-50. Ellenwood 53-50. If you've not heard of Syracuse, it's a long ways away in the extreme southwest corner of the Sunflower State. In fact, Syracuse is in a different time zone. They not only had nearly a six-hour trip, but came from Mountain Time to Central Standard Time and are set to compete at state basketball for the first time since 2011. It's Syracuse. It's Valley Falls. It's 2A boys state basketball. And it's coming up next as we'll have a sit-down chat with Dragon head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. It's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Welcome back to Bramwich Coliseum. Justin Fluke here, joined now by Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons, back at State, 19-4, and set for their opening round game today. But, Coach, just kind of fill us in. I know we talked to you last week after the sub-state championship, but you've had a few days now to kind of get prepared for the state tournament. How have the last few days been getting this team hungry and wanting to make some noise here in Manhattan?
You know, I made the comment a little earlier that this team's a little different than the last team I coached out here. The last team was full of a bunch of seniors, and they were all businesslike when we came out here. This team is a little bit more goofy, so they're just enjoying it like crazy. But there was a little shift this morning when we got up and went and did a shoot around. I seen a little bit of different look in their eyes, and that got me real excited. So it's been a fun few days. And you know, just chomping at the bit for 4 o'clock to get here.
You bet. Your opponent, of course, is Syracuse. It's been quite a while since they've been here, and you've been here three of the last 5 years. So I know you've had a good chance to scout Syracuse. Kind of talk about them and what you feel like are keys here today.
They're a really, really athletic group. They got some athletic kids inside. You know, the coach's kid, the Keller kid, he's a pretty solid kid. And then they got some really good guards. So, you know, you get to this point, if you play well, you're going to be pretty good. And so we've had a chance to watch a lot of film. And I like how we match up with them. We just got to, you know, just got to go out and just be us.
Should be a great game. Go be you, man. Go get a win, and we'll chat again on Friday.
All right, sounds good, Justin. I appreciate you.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons. Our pregame show will continue live from Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 40/20 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls is the place to be for great food, great drinks, and a welcoming atmosphere. Located at 412 Broadway Street, they're open Thursday through Sunday with delicious specials, seafood or brisket on Fridays, baby back ribs on Saturdays, and a fantastic Sunday menu to end the week right. With two event spaces and catering available, it's the perfect spot for gatherings big or small. Reservations are accepted at 785-573-7606. Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131. In Hiawatha.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network. presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with Ray Penning, Jonathan Flipback, and New York Ravens, Calistan, Manhattan, 2A quarterfinal state basketball. They fall getting set to take on Syracuse. Both teams 4-5, both 4-5 teams 19-4. The winner of this game, by the way, will face the two-time defending state champs and the number one seed, Mound Ridge, as Mound Ridge won earlier today, the first game, 56-25 over St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan. So Mound Ridge has won the state tournament 2 years in a row, and they await the winner of today's contest between Syracuse and Valley Falls. Well, this Valley Falls team has won 10 straight, as we've talked about, tremendous balance with their starting five, and we'll go ahead and get you those starters for the Dragons. Today wearing jersey 13 is the 6'1 junior Flint Four. He's joined in the backcourt by Hayden Carney, a 5'9 senior. Damian Cervantes, a 5'11 sophomore. Also starting is Trenton Van Houten, a 6'1 senior. And Colin Carney, a 6'2 junior, rounds out the Dragons starting lineup. Van Houten, 19 points per game. Carney, 16 points per game. Cervantes, 12 points per game. And Hayden Carney, 9 points an outing, while Seymour averages over 5 a game as well. So tremendous balance with that Dragon lineup under 20th year head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer at his alma mater. For the Syracuse Bulldogs, again, their first state tournament appearance since 2011, and a first-year head coach in Vance Keller. His son is on the team, and his nephew is on the team as well, and are two of the top players for this Bulldog team from extreme Southwest Kansas. The starters for Syracuse include 5'9 senior Alvaro Leyva, 6' senior Freddie Vasquez, also 6' senior Johnny Cavaldi, and then the cousins, 6'1 sophomore Charlie Keller and 6'4 senior Brody Keller lead this Bulldog team. Brody Keller, the senior, is the son of the head coach, averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds per game. Nephew of head coach Vance Keller is the sophomore Charlie Keller. He averages 11 points and 6 boards a game. But like Valley Falls, pretty good balance. Lavea averages 12 points an outing. Cavaldi, 8 points a game. And Vasquez is 9 points per ball game on average for the Syracuse Bulldog squad. Losses this year came to Lakin and Goodland, a couple of pretty good teams that made the state tournament. They also lost to Stanton County and Holcomb. Syracuse has 7 seniors on their roster here this year. Valley Falls with their 4 losses coming against Horton, Perry LeCompton. They avenged those losses as well. Mar Hill Mount Academy and Royal Valley were the other 2 losses for the Dragons here this season. But none in over a month as Valley Falls comes in hot, having won 10 consecutive games. Those starting lineups are brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. Atchison Auto Parts presenting the lineup at the beginning quarter of each of our state tournament games. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts. You can find them at your local Napa store, Atchison Auto Parts. As we're set to tip it off, it'll be Brody Keller at 6'4" against Valley Falls' Trenton Van Houten at 6'1". A little bit of a size advantage for Syracuse. They're in their black uniforms with orange numbers and letters and trim. Valley Falls in their home whites with the gold numerals letters trimmed in black. Dragons win the tip right to the basket. Colin Carney then lost the handle. The Dragons won the tip, but they turn it over. And Syracuse will have it on the offensive attack, moving right to left across the radio dial. Making the 3-point shot is Rivea. He now tries to work to the baseline. Tightly defended, a foul called, it's on the floor, wiped off the basket. As Leyva working hard there to get a look at the rack, the foul just 20 seconds to this contest. First foul against the Dragons. Syracuse will get it in, shot from the left elbow, off the back iron, missed long by Brody Keller. The Dragons have the rebound. Comes Colin Carney into the half court. Valley Falls with their second possession. Yet to get a shot up here in this contest. And Syracuse is going to play zone. So Valley Falls looking over the zone defense here to see how they'll attack. Kind of a 1-2-2 defensive zone. Carney continues to dribble. He leads the Dragons with 3.7 assists on this season. Valley Falls a great free throw shooting team as well. Sitting out here on the perimeter. Carney gets it back now from Trenton Van Houten, the former Oskaloosa Bear, and he shoots a three. Van Houten, it's short, deep behind the three-point line, rebounded by Charlie Keller. Syracuse heads to the other end, still scoreless, with just over a minute gone by. Open three. Keller missed it short. The ball kicked in the paint, picked up by the Dragons. The pass ahead is too high over the head of Colin Carney. Dragons looking for a little breakaway, fast break opportunity there, but the pass too far in front. That's the second turnover against the Dragons. Of course, a little bit of nerves. Not many of these senior guys. In fact, Caden Carney, one of the only ones that were on the Dragon team when they made the state tournament 3 years ago and took fourth place in 2022 under Coach Gastmeyer. Still scoreless. Syracuse. This is Cabeldi facing the three, getting it up top to Charlie Keller. Back on the left wing to Brody Keller. To the baseline, and now on the wing, this is Thea. Both teams kind of trying to figure it out. Here's a three, top of the key. Cabeldi missed it, tipped out by Syracuse. They get an offensive rebound. Now a three by Levis. Good. Second chance point. Alvaro Leyva gets the triple for the first points here of the afternoon. Took almost 2 minutes to the scoreboard operator putting points up there. Here's a pull-up three in transition. Cervantes missed it. Short, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. So a 3-0 Syracuse lead. Valley Falls will fall back into the half court as Syracuse brings it ahead. They've hit to the right side Vasquez this time. Out Keller, top of the key. He shoots a three. That missed badly. Both teams struggling with a few perimeter shots here early on in this contest. Again, Mound Ridge, the top seed, awaiting the winner. Now Syracuse sets up full court pressure. The Dragons will have to handle the press. They get it to the middle to Colin Carney, and he lost the handle. That's a third Dragon turnover. Here's Brody Keller, left side of the lane, wrapping it to the far right corner. Vasquez a three, in and out, rebounded by Van Houten. Here comes Van Houten as the Dragons look to get on the board. 2.5 minutes gone by. They trail by three. Cervantes, another triple. That one rattles in. It hit the rim three times and a kiss off the window. 42nd three-pointer made this season by Damian Cervantes. All tied up with 5:10 to go here in the first. Cervantes averaging 12 a game. Good to see him and the Dragons get a shot to go down. Here's Brody Keller into the lane. Double team, good help defense. He kicks it back up top to Vasquez, and now Leyva on the left. He'll shoot a three. That's an air ball. Rebounded by the Dragons. Pass ahead. Carney catches up to it. It's Hayden making the shot. Going up. Shot blocked. Good defense by Brody Keller. Shot block resulting in a turnover possession there for the Dragons. Their fourth turnover here in the first 3.5 minutes of the game. They're all tied up 3-3. Both teams have settled for some perimeter shots. Not much going to the basket here so far. Brody Keller working one-on-one against Hayden Carney. Can't get the shot off. Lobs it back on the wing. Left side to Vasquez. Now a tip and a steal. Van Houten takes it away. He's one-on-one. He shoots. He missed it short, but he's fouled by Charlie Keller. That'll be the first foul against Syracuse and give the Dragons a couple of free throws. Good steal there. And coast-to-coast, Trenton Van Houten, 19 points per game, 5.5 boards. He's a 70% free throw shooter. Going to have our first free throws of the afternoon. Looking to give Valley Falls the lead. First one up and in. Van Houten in the scorebook, and Valley Falls leads by one. Like Cervantes, Van Houten has made more than 40 three-point shots this season. Dragons as a team have made 123 shots from behind the half moon. Second free throw missed, but an offensive rebound by Colin Carney. So Valley Falls keeps the possession up by one. Approaching the four-minute mark here in the opening quarter. And Houghton to the high post. Colin Carney kicks it left side. Cervantes again. No good on this three. Rebounded by Cabeldi. Dragons head to the other end with a one-point lead. Syracuse across half court with 3:52 to go here in the first frame. Here's steal again by Van Houten. Now to the basket goes Charlie Keller. Kicks it out to cousin Brody Keller. He goes up in the lane. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Through two defenders. The ball knocked free, but a foul going to go against the Dragons. This will be the second foul against Valley Falls. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. On the floor again, so Syracuse will throw it in underneath their own goal. Keller lobs it in to Cabeldi. On the left side, it's Leyva, he gets to the foul line. Pull-up jumper good. All 5 points for Syracuse belong to Alvaro Leyva. Got all five and puts the Bulldogs back up one. They've averaged 12 points per contest. So all five starters for both these teams average 6 points or more per game. So everybody on the floor can shoot, produce on the offensive end. The lead changes here in the first quarter as the Dragons work with it down one. Nice cut to the basket. Carney got it from Van Houten. Missed, but got the follow as his shot was blocked. But Colin Carney sticks with it and gets the putback. Colin averaging 16 a night. That's his first two. And the Dragons back on top by one. 6-5 our scores. We head south of 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No timeouts by either team used here so far. Bob left of the lane. They try to get Brody Keller a touch every time. This is when his pass is over the head of teammate Johnny Tavelde and out of play. Turnover number 3 against Syracuse. And now we get a timeout. Our first one taken here of the game. It's taken by Syracuse. Our score is Valley Falls 6 and Syracuse 5. First quarter action resumes after this 30-second break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back with you, Bramlage Coliseum here in Manhattan. Back to action out of a timeout. Jump shot in the lane, up and in. It's Leyva again. He's got 7 points for Syracuse. And now Syracuse gets a steal, and then the Dragons get it back. It's the Bulldogs 7 and the Dragons 6. Valley Falls had the ball out of that timeout that we took, and they had a breakaway. Here's a Van Houten 3. That's short. Rebounded by Syracuse. Had a breakaway opportunity, but the ball was stolen from behind by Syracuse. So the Dragons now have 5 early turnovers. Up the court, Syracuse. Bank shot in. Johnny Tavelde off the window as there's a transition bucket for the Bulldogs, who have a lead now of 3. It's Syracuse 9, Valley Falls 6, and Valley Falls turns it over again. Miscommunication into the basket for the one-handed jam. That's a slam dunk by Brody Keller. And now Valley Falls takes a timeout. We're going to keep it here. This is a 30-second timeout. As Syracuse took a previous timeout with the Dragons up by 1. They show the instant replay on the big screen here at Bramlage. And off a 6th Valley Falls turnover, Brody Keller, the 6'4 senior, just took it strong and one-handed dunked it. And now it's Syracuse with their biggest lead of this game, 11-6 over the Dragons. A minute 49 to go here in the first quarter. Both coaches have now used a timeout. Valley Falls with 2 fouls. Syracuse has just 1. The Dragons will have the basketball. But right now, taking better care of it is priority number 1 for the Dragons in their home white uniforms here today. Full court pressure again will be applied by Syracuse. They get it to the middle. Colin Carney turns, comes into the half court. 2-on-3 without numbers. Down the middle, left side. Way up, good. Colin Carney didn't need numbers. He did it himself. Second bucket for Colin. And that pulls the Dragons back within 3. Minute and a half to go here in the opening quarter. 2A state tournament from Manhattan. Working his way into the lane is Leyva. Fadeaway shot, he hit the deck. No call, and Dragons heading the other way. Hayden Carney into the half court. Altus Cervantes on the left wing. Back to Hayden here with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. One possession game. Dragons trail by 3. Carney in the lane. Tough guarded shot, but he got it over Keller. What a big shot by Hayden Carney. He is the 4th different Dragon to score already here in the first quarter. There's that balance we're talking about. Valley Falls back within 1. Brody Keller had the monster dunk. Goes baseline. Shot up. And they're going to call the foul on the floor. He made the basket. Kind of a miracle thrown up shot as he was losing his balance and underneath the rim. Somehow went in, but the foul was first on the floor. It's team foul number 3 against the Dragons. And on Hayden Carney, who will set as Valley Falls goes to the bench the first time. 49 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Close to an over and back on the inbound there for Syracuse, but they control it in the half court. Deep three, Brody Keller straight away, no good. Rebounded by Trenton Van Houten. Houten will bring it up the court himself, weaving his way through defenders into the lane. Shot partially blocked, but a foul. That's on Brody Keller, his first, team second. And Van Houten going back to the line where he's 1-for-2 already in this game. Alley falls down by one, so they can tie or take the lead with a couple of free throws. Houten squishes in the first. He's got 2 points. Van Houten, 70% free throw shooter, but Cervantes and Hayden Carney are also 70% free throw shooters this season. Strength for the Dragons, no doubt, as they've tied this game at 11 and now take the lead. Remember, Valley Falls was down 11-5 after that dunk, and they are right now on a 6-0 run as the Dragons back up one. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Valley Falls man-to-man D. Brody Keller to the left side to Charlie Keller. Now left in the lane, Vasquez on the block. Back to Keller at the foul line. He lobs it on the far wing to Leyva. Leyva scored the first 5 for the Bulldogs. He's got 7 already. He drives, shot up, no, but a foul. No travel. Still looking at each other. The other one making the call now, and a traveling violation is turnover number 4 against Syracuse. Dragons, 10 seconds here to get a shot up. They lead by 1. Into the half court comes Colin Carney. Carney all the way, an easy layup. Nope, we got a foul before. As I thought they kind of just gave up, Syracuse, but I didn't hear the whistle. The foul was, that was back close to half court. Foul number 3 on Syracuse. Now the Dragons get it in. They got 6 seconds to get a shot up. Van Houten dribbling back near half court. Got to go quickly. 2 seconds. 1, and he didn't get the shot up in time. Dragons unable to add to their lead at the end of the first quarter, but they trailed 11-5 a couple minutes ago, and now they lead 12-11. A 6-0 run for Valley Falls to close out the first quarter. They lead by 1, and we're back to the 2A Boys State Tournament at Bramlage Coliseum after this full 1-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Start of the second quarter. Justin Flipback with you, and a quick bucket by Syracuse. They get a jumper there by Freddie Vasquez, and it's Syracuse 13, Valley Falls 12. At the other end, basket up and good by Colin Carney for Valley Falls. Colin Carney now has 6 points. That leads the Dragons, who are ahead again, 14-13. At the Auto Parts of Atchison, presenting our lineup here at the beginning of the second quarter, as Duncan Alvarenga's checked in, a 5'9 junior for the Dragons. Also, Flint Seymour still out there. Trenton Van Houten, Damian Cervantes. They got a carry violation called against Syracuse. Other player on the court is Colin Carney. That's the starting 5 to begin the second quarter for Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. Get the lineup presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer, with a great lineup of the parts that you need. Early second quarter, Valley Falls and Syracuse. Some traded baskets in this second frame. It's Valley Falls 14 and Syracuse 13. Owls, of course, reset at zero and no shot clock in the postseason. Valley Falls had that in Substate after playing a lot of the regular season with the shot clock. More in the near corner, back to Hayden Carney, who takes it to the left side and finds Cervantes. Cervantes has the only Dragon three-pointer. Here's the lob in to Colin Carney. Tries to attack, runs into a brick wall, kicks it out. Van Houten, three-pointer, short, rebounded by Syracuse. Calvin Holshoulder, a six-foot sophomore, one of the only underclassmen besides Charlie Keller that plays for this Bulldog team. Their bench is not too deep. Only a couple off the bench for Syracuse. Three-pointer up top, Charlie Keller. Sophomore missed it short and hit the rim twice. Knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. And Valley will get it back. 6:12 to go till halftime. Don't forget, at the end of our state tournament game, we'll pick a Bank of Atchison player to bank on here from Bramlage Coliseum. Minutes, 10 seconds to go. We're in quarter number two. Valley Falls 14, Syracuse 13. Matchup of the 4 and 5 seeds. The winner gets two-time state champ and undefeated Mound Ridge on Friday. Van Houten dumps it down to Seymour. Shot blocked. Nice pass by Van Houten. He was open. Now the ball's loose. Seymour gets it back. Turnover by Syracuse, and then a foul. And it's on Syracuse after their fifth turnover of the game. That's where the Dragons got to make some hay, get a little bit better. They had six turnovers in that first eight-minute stretch. Johnny Tivaldi picks up his first personal foul for Syracuse. Dragons will keep it on offensive side here in the half court. Houten has 3 points. Cervantes has 3 points. Hayden Carney has two. And Colin Carney leading the Dragons with six. Long skip pass tipped out by Syracuse. Good defense. Now it's a long, tough pass by Cervantes trying to get it from one side of the court to the other. Which Caleb Gatzmeyer has his starting five out there right now. 5:42 to go till intermission. Hayden Carney will set it up. Dragons close that first quarter on a 6-0 run. Gatzmeyer surpassing not only 250, but 260 wins in his Dragon career earlier this season. There's a three-pointer missed by Cervantes. So Damian just 1-for-4 from three-point land here in this first half. Dragons still lead by one. Syracuse has the possession. Valley Falls will defend man-to-man. Brody Keller on the left, kicks out to Charlie Keller. Charlie pretty tall, too, at 6'1". Here's a drive by Tivaldi, turns, faces the goal, and shoots it in from the foul line. Little penetration, and then the jump shot. Tivaldi elevates and scores for the second time here today. But Syracuse back up by one. We've had five lead changes already. Cervantes, again, you got to keep shooting if you're going to make it. And Damian Cervantes buries his second triple. 17-15 Dragons. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Cervantes, his second triple of the day. Here's the pass inside to Holshoulder. That shot partially blocked. The Dragons come away with it. Cervantes wants to push. Syracuse gets back defensively in a little bump and a little check foul there that's going to go against Calvin Holshoulder, the sophomore. First personal on him. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. And number two, 5'7 senior Jesmar Molina checks in for the first time off the Bulldog bench. Montez just buried a triple to put the Dragons up by two, and they have the basketball here moving left to right in this first half. Off the timeline comes Hayden Carney with the triple. Syracuse still playing a zone, but extending it. They're defending the perimeter pretty well. Kind of a hybrid 3-2 or a 1-2-2. Here's Cervantes near corner. That three won't go. Carney tried to save it in. That was Colin, but it went into the hands of Syracuse. Molina up the court. Passes across to Tivaldi. He lost it. Off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover. Bulldogs in transition. They've got six turnovers now on the game as well. Second time here in the second quarter. The Dragons lead by two. It's just over 4 minutes to go for Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Valley Falls with their third state tournament appearance in the last 5 years. For Coach Gatzmeyer, it's his fourth state tournament trip here at his alma mater. Cervantes setting up the offense this time around a screen from Colin Carney without the dribble near side to Hayden. Hayden Carney looking in for Seymour. Comes out to set the screen. Hayden keeps the dribble. Takes it back to the top. 3:45 to go, and again, no shot clock in the postseason, at least not this year. Cervantes zone defense. Again, Valley Falls can kind of dribble and pass and work it around the perimeter without much pressure, but they haven't been able to attack, get too many paint touches or anything going to the basket. Now they find Colin Carney in the lane, and he's bumped and fouled, and that's the third foul on Syracuse here in the quarter. Head coach Vance Keller, not so sure. Second personal foul against Charlie Keller, second leading scorer on this Syracuse team. Baggins underneath their own basket. Carney, tough shot up with the left hand, and then Colin having himself a day. He's got 8 points, and the Dragons have their biggest lead at 4. 19-15, Valley Falls. Back into man-to-man. Here's Molina, thought about a three, now shoots the three. It's no good. Syracuse struggling mightily. They're 1-for-7 from the perimeter, but they'll keep the ball here as the Dragons touch it last. Head coach Katzmeyer pleading with the opposite official, but to no avail, as Freddie Vasquez checks back in for Syracuse. And for the Dragons, it's Grayson Coleman. Coleman, a 6'1 senior off the bench. 2.5 points, 2 boards a game for Coleman. Here's a three. It's Leyva, no good. High rebound. Carney's got it. Colin turns and runs up the court on the right side by the defender. Left-handed shot, no good on the right side by Colin Carney. Dragons still lead by 4. 2:50 to go till halftime. Syracuse tussles to the other end. Nearly stolen away there by Hayden Carney. Now a pull-up three, and this one is hit by Alvaro Leyva. He's got 10 points now. Leyva just missed one. Shot it again and nailed it from the top of the key. That trims the lead to just 1 for Valley Falls. They've trailed by as many as 6, led momentarily by 4. Here's Coleman underneath across the lane. Shot missed by Van Houten, and it's out of bounds off Van Houten and the Dragons. Duncan Alvarenga comes back in here for the Dragons as Coach Katzmeyer tries to get some guys a little breather late in this first half. 19-18 Valley Falls. By the way, earlier today, in case you missed it, Atchison High lost their 4A state tournament opening game to the top seed Ottawa, 63-46. Another three up top. This one missed by Leyva. Rebounded by the Dragons. Almost a double dribble. Up the court comes Van Houten. He's going to go coast to coast and get fouled. And that's foul number 4 this quarter on Syracuse. Also a shooting foul, sending Van Houten to the line for a pair. Van Houten has already made 3-for-4 free throws. Vasquez picks up his first personal. Houten, all 3 of his points at the charity stripe, 3-of-4, and now 4-of-5. Battles that one in. Is the only player that's attempted a free throw here today. Puts the Dragons up 2. Van Houten again. Swish. And Valley leads by 3. 8 points for Carney. 6 for Cervantes. 5 for Van Houten. Hayden Carney's got a couple as well. The Dragons lead by 3. Leyva has both triples made by Syracuse. This time attacks. Tough shot over Van Houten. Count it. High off the window. Plus 1. As Alvaro Leyva, a senior, 1-of-7 on this Bulldog roster, has 12 points now in the game and a free throw pending. See who the foul was against. Thank you, my opinion, on Coleman. Yeah, foul on Grayson Coleman, his first. Only the first team foul on the Dragons. Syracuse looking to tie it with their first free throw of the afternoon. David to complete the 3-point play. He shoots, he missed it. Haggins still lead 21-20. Down to 1:45 in the clock movement in quarter number 2. Van Houten, long skip pass to Damian Cervantes. Cutting to the lane is Seymour, but he's covered up. Van Houten now gets it back to Cervantes. Syracuse is now matched up a little bit more defensively. Cervantes shoots, high floating shot, no good. Backside rebound by Hochholder. Syracuse will slow it up. They trail by 1. Walk it into the half court. As this is Leyva, he's got the hot hand. 12 of the 20 points for Syracuse by Leyva. Molina pulls up for a 3. That's no good. Not much patience by the Bulldogs, but they get an offensive rebound. And now another 3 by Vasquez. That one's short. Rebounded by Van Houten. Van Houten has a player ahead. He is a bit out of control. Threw it up off the glass, and it goes out of bounds. As Van Houten really without opportunity that time. No other teammates catching up to him to have an opportunity in transition. It's not a turnover. He did throw the ball up, but it hit the backside of the board and went out of play. Under 1 minute we go in the first half. LA Falls lead 21-20. They led by one as well at the end of the first quarter. Shot in the paint, up and in. Freddy Vasquez scores his second bucket of the day, and it puts the Bulldogs up by one. Valley led 19-15, and now it's been a 7-2 run by Syracuse since. Double team against Alvarenga. Now it's Cervantes finding Duncan, who hits it on the left baseline to Grayson Miller. To Grayson Coleman. Paint shot, missed, rolls off, offensive board. Flint Seymour on the deck, battling for it. Look at the toughness of Flint Seymour. And a jump ball, which we've not had called all day. Possession arrow here in the second quarter will keep it with the Dragons. So Valley on their offensive end. They got a couple starters out. They have Grayson and Duncan both in right now off the bench. The Dragons down by one at the ball. Cervantes three, near corner, off the rim, no good. Syracuse will hold it for the last shot of the half. They lead by one. Ahead is Molina. 5 seconds to the left side. Shot partially blocked from behind. Rebounded by the Dragons. 1 second left, and that'll do it. Halftime is here. Syracuse with a 7-2 run to close out the second quarter. And it's the Bulldogs from the southwest corner of Kansas leading the Dragons 22-21 here at the break. Halftime show with Stats and More is coming up after this timeout. You're listening to 2A State Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
And welcome back, Class 2A State Basketball from Bramlage Coliseum. I'm Justin Fluke along with Ray Pitting. Our halftime score is Syracuse 22 and the Valley Falls Boys 21. Very entertaining first half, as Syracuse had a lead of 6 in the opening quarter, 11-5, after they got a steal and a dunk from Brody Keller. But Valley Falls would answer with a 6-0 run after a timeout to close out the opening frame, and the Dragons led 12-11 at the end of one. Valley Falls took a big lead of 4 points in the second quarter, about 3 minutes before halftime. Valley Falls was up 19-15, but then in the next and final 3 minutes of the half, Syracuse outscoring the Dragons 7-2, so it's Syracuse ahead by one, 22-21 at the break. How about this? 7 lead changes in that first half, with Valley down by as many as 6, up by as many as 4. Checking some first half statistics, the Dragons go 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and all of those were by Trenton Van Houten. Syracuse 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Both teams hit a couple threes. Cervantes knocked in 2 for the Dragons, and Alvaro Leyva had a couple triples for Syracuse. 7 turnovers for Valley Falls, but the good news is that 6 of those were in the first quarter with some early jitters and some non-characteristic mistakes by the Dragons. They cleaned it up and only turned it over once in the second quarter. Syracuse had 6 turnovers themselves here at the break. Individual scoring, Syracuse and Valley Falls both have 4 players that have scored in the first half. Syracuse is led by Alvaro Leyva as he has 12. Johnny Tiveldi has 4. And 4 points for Freddie Vasquez and 2 points for Brody Keller. Keller got his 2 points on the dunk, but that was his only point of the half. He got a little bit frustrated. He also has 2 fouls, both Charlie Keller and Brody Keller with 2 fouls each for the Bulldogs here at intermission. That could be a huge opportunity for the Dragons as this game carries on. For Valley Falls, they're scoring balanced as always. Colin Carney leads the way with 8. Damian Cervantes has 6 on 2 triples. Trenton Van Houten has 5 free throws, and Hayden Carney has the other 2 points for Valley Falls, just down 1 at the break. Syracuse 22, Valley Falls 21, our halftime score from 2A and Manhattan. We mentioned that Atchison boys ended their season. Congratulations, though, to Coach Pat Battle and the team making it to state for a 3rd straight year. Just a tough draw. They have the number 1 seed, Ottawa, and Atchison hung with them. It was about a 8 to 12 point game most of the afternoon, but Ottawa ended up winning it 63-46. Also, for our MSC Sports Radio family, the Centralia girls at 1A Division 1 in Dodge City, they stay undefeated as they beat St. John Hudson. 50-27 was the final score in that game. Bit of an upset as well in 1A Division 2 at Colby as the Lynn girls from the Twin Valley League, they pulled off a big upset winning over South Haven 51-39. The only other game going on right now is the Troy girls. They are at 1A Division 1 in Dodge City. The Troy girls taking on Central Plains. If they win, they'll play Centralia Friday in the semifinals. I know Troy was down 12-10 at the end of one quarter, but that game's not quite at halftime yet. We'll get it to you in a bit. Still to come here today on our MSC Radio Network. At 8 o'clock, we have the Rossville boys against El Saline. Also at 8 o'clock, we have the Silver Lake girls against Girard. Silver Lake will be on 103.9 KNZA. Rossville will be on sister station, the Pulse 96.9. And that is it for today, but we got a full schedule again tomorrow. We'll have tomorrow evening here at 2A in Manhattan, the Valley Heights girls playing Pittsburgh Colgan at 6 o'clock, and Donovan West girls play at 8 tomorrow evening against Chase County. Silver Lake boys play tomorrow. Also, the Frankfort boys and the Axtell boys all have games in 1A tomorrow as well. Follow along with all of our state tournament coverage, action, scores, stories, and much more. It's all at MSCSports.net. Our Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. We're at halftime and taking one more time out with Syracuse ahead of Valley Falls 22-21 at the break. Third quarter comes your way next here on Hot Country 93.7 FM.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 42 tonight. Under clear skies, northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Lows dip down to about 56 tomorrow night. Thunderstorms likely. Friday, high temperatures reach up to 76. 54, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Saturday,
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Ray Pitney, Justin Flip back with you here at the Octagon of Doom, Bramlage Coliseum, where we're getting set for the third quarter. Syracuse leading Valley Falls 22-21. It's the 4-5 seed matchup. Both teams looking for win number 3 this season, and a chance to face the two-time defending undefeated champs from Mound Ridge. That game would be Friday at 2 p.m. Valley Falls will have their starting lineup: Aiden Carty, Damian Cervantes, Trenton Van Housen, Colin Carney, and Flint Seymour. Again, that lineup is presented by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you can find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Underway here in the third quarter, Syracuse with the basketball. Coming to the right side of your radio dial, a three-pointer up and missed, no good. A couple fouls on a couple players for Syracuse, but the Dragons have nobody with more than one foul, so a good sign there. Now another foul against Syracuse here on the Dragons' opening possession in quarter number 3. This is going to be number 3 on Charlie Keller. So Keller, the 6'1 sophomore, just picked up his third personal foul. Dragons lob it into Van Houten with the home white uniforms on. They are the number 4 seed. Pull up from the right elbow. Van Houten with his first field goal. Dragons on top. Lead change number 8 in this contest. Van Houten has 7 points now, and it's Valley 23, Syracuse 22. Keller couldn't get off a shot. Sends it up top. Out to Veldy, drives back to the near corner to Brody Keller. Given a little bit of room there by Colin Carney. Keller struggled beside the dunk. Drives here, scores, and draws one foul. Well, a chance for the three-point play by Brody Keller. Certainly a guy that head coach Vince Keller would like to see his son get going here in this early part of the second half. 4 points now for Brody Keller as dunk gave Syracuse a 6-point lead. Midway point of the opening quarter. That's been the biggest margin for either team here today. Point play no good as a free throw misses. Syracuse is 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Valley Falls has made 5-of-6. Van Houten slams on the break, sends it back to the trailer. Colin Carney. Syracuse matched up man-to-man now. They played some zone in that first half. Dragons are basically all man-to-man in the first half. About a minute gone by here now in the third quarter. Valley Falls down by 1 with the ball into Colin Carney, left side. Yes! Rolls around and falls through as he absorbs the contact, and Colin Carney in double digits with a free throw pending. 10 points now for the 6'2 junior, Colin Carney. And he's going to get a free throw. Faro Leyva gets his first personal foul, team foul number 2 on the Bulldogs. Carney the lefty in and out on the free throw. 57% on the year, but he does give Valley Falls back the lead at 25-24. Lead change number 9 here in this contest. Talking to most folks, they thought it would be a pretty even matchup, pretty competitive game. The 4 and the 5 seeds, identical records, much different parts of the state. There's a traveling against Brody Keller. You can tell he's getting a little bit frustrated. He's trying to create some things inside and going to the basket. Valley Falls has defended Brody Keller extremely well. It's turnover number 7 against the Bulldogs. Baggins by 1 with the basketball. Van Houten has it on the left. Cervantes in the corner. Get the 2 Dragon three-pointers in the first half. Down low to Colin Carney again on that left side. He's so strong. Another bucket for Colin Carney. 12 for CK, and the Dragons lead by 3. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Freddy Vasquez. Now Charlie Keller, he's playing with 2 fouls. He takes the 3, tries to get by Van Houten all the way to the cup, and the finger roll in over the front of the rim. And for Charlie Keller, that's his first point. So it was Charlie Keller and Brody Keller leading the Syracuse team in scoring coming in. They had a total of 2 between them combined in the first half. Each Keller boy has the bucket here in this third quarter, and Valley Falls lead is back down to 1. 5.5 minutes to play. Valley Falls on the far side of the court. Cervantes looking inside for Carney again. They just keep feeding him. He's working strong. That time shot blocked by Brody Keller. Blotted out of bounds. It'll stay with the Dragons. And with Syracuse in a little bit of foul trouble, Valley Falls trying to take it at him, working real hard to get Colin Carney some touches each offensive possession. Colin plays so much bigger than his wristed height at 6'2". Cervantes pulls the trigger on a 3 in the corner. That's short, but a rebound by Colin Carney. Carney attacking the basket. In contact, he'll head to the line and shoot 2. Couldn't get the shot to go. He took the foul, and Colin Carney, who missed 1 a moment ago, will get 2 free throws this time. And that is the 3rd personal, I believe, on Brody Keller. So I think Charlie Keller and Brody Keller now both have 3 fouls. We're talking about their scoring, or lack thereof. First free throw misses for Colin Carney. Here comes the second. The southpaw left that one a little bit short. Rebounded by Brody Keller. So 2 missed opportunities. Dragons still lead just by 1 as we approach the 5-minute mark here in the third quarter. Freddy Vasquez right in front of us at the scores table. On the right wing, down low, nice feed, turn, and bank shot by Charlie Keller. Charlie Keller didn't score in the first half, averaging 11 a game. He's got 4 now, and he puts the Bulldogs back on top. Lead change number 10 of the contest. Colin Carney at the elbow, couldn't get a look. Out to Van Houten, left wing. Van Houten shoots off balance, missed it, then went over the back, trying to get the rebound. Foul go against Trenton Van Houten. Valley Falls only had 4 total fouls against him the first half. This is the second now of Van Houten, as he's the first Dragon to pick up a 2nd personal, and we got a timeout. 4:37 to go. This one taken by the Dragons. They'll have 3 remaining. It's Syracuse 28, Valley Falls 27. Midway point in the third quarter and back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to a state basketball. Bramwich calls him out of a timeout. Syracuse at the basketball. 3-pointer, Charlie Keller got it. Boy, he's come alive and scored 7 points all here in this third quarter. And it's Syracuse 31, Valley Falls 27. Dragons trailed by 6 in the first quarter. Now they'll try to answer with a 3. Cervantes! Bingo! 3rd time today. Cervantes has 9 and a big shot there for the Dragons. Touch pass by Vasquez down low. Now the kick up top to Leyva, and he hits a 3. Alvaro Leyva with his 3rd 3. He scored 15 points. Both teams struggled a little bit shooting on the perimeter in the first half, but not now here in the third quarter. Dragons down 4 with the basketball. And Houten gets it from Hayden Carney in the lane to Colin Carney. Shot block. Colin gets it back. Steps around the defender. Goes up. Scores. And draws the foul. Colin Carney having a huge third quarter himself. That's 6 points for Colin Carney and a free throw pending. The player down for Syracuse. Colin is 0-for-3 at the line, but he's going to get one coming up here. Looks like they're stretching out the right leg. Maybe it's just cramps for Johnny Tavelde as he's the player down for Syracuse. get you a halftime score that we didn't have earlier with the only other local team in action right now, the Troy girls. They trailed at halftime 16-13 against Central Plains. Troy girls down in Dodge City, down by 3 at halftime. The winner of that game gets Centralia, who won earlier today. By the way, Boundary Ridge, the two-time defending champs undefeated, they had one of their players injured. They beat Pittsburgh Colgan today 56-25. Pretty serious injury for one of the Boundary Ridge players. Taken to the hospital with an arm injury in that contest earlier today. It appears just to be a leg cramp, though, for Johnny Tiveldi for Syracuse. Has 4 points today, averaging 8 per outing. We're at the 3-minute and 32-second mark of this third quarter. Possession arrow in favor of Valley Falls. The Dragons have a free throw coming up. It's on his feet and walking off the floor under his own power. Good to see there for Johnny Tiveldi. Leyva has 15 to lead Syracuse. Charlie Keller's come alive with 7 all here in this third quarter. Dragons led by Colin Carney with 14, Cervantes 9, and Van Houten 7. Carney tried to hit a free throw. He's 0-for-3 at the line. This is the second and one opportunity of this half, and he missed a short rebound, though, by Van Houten, and a foul on Jesmar Molina. So that is going to be foul number 5? I think this is bonus time. The rest of the third quarter now. This is the first personal on Jesmar Molina, but Van Houten going to shoot 2. First free throw good. Van Houten now with 8 points. Been great. He's hit 6 of 7 at the line. One more to try to tie the score at 34, and he missed it off the back lip. Battle for the rebound, and the Bulldogs come down with it. 34-33, Syracuse leads. It's been a back-and-forth game with 10 lead changes, only a couple ties. Here's a drive and a finish. There's Charlie Keller again. Somebody's going to get in front of that guy. He's gone unconscious here in the third quarter with 9 points in less than 5 minutes. Get past Cervantes, pulls the trigger on a 3. This one is short, and it's out of bounds to the Bulldogs, who will have it leading by 3 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. No pressure. Valley Falls has been in the half court throughout this game. Come up at the timeline as Leyva gets it to Molina near side. Now up top to Vasquez. He gives it to Charlie Keller, who pulls the 3. He's unconscious almost, but he missed that triple. Rebounded by Colin Carney. Looking ahead, but nothing there. Didn't want to force it. Wise decision. Valley's only turned it over once since they had 6 turnovers in the first 8 minutes of the game. Carney now left. Van Houten. That's a 3. Yes! Sorry! Trenton Van Houten! He's got 11. The Dragons have hit 5 from downtown, and they've tied the game at 36-all. 2:25 to go here in the third. Molina left alone. He'll shoot the 3. This one is short. Great rebound by Seymour. And we got a foul. I don't think that's on Seymour. There's no way. That was a phenomenal block out by Flint Seymour. I do not know how they call that a foul. That's Meyer in black from head to toe. Black tie, black shoes, black belt, black shirt, black pants. Syracuse keeps it underneath their own basket. The tie ball game. Tough call there. The foul against Seymour, who was trying to box his guy out to get rebounding position. Maybe they say he shoved a little bit before that box out. I don't know. Here's Brody Keller on the right baseline, and he's fouled. And it's like they're trying to even the fouls up all of a sudden. You know, we mentioned Syracuse had 5 fouls with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, but now the Dragons have 4 fouls. This was on Seymour again, and he's all of a sudden got 3. Van Houten has 2 fouls, but now Flint Seymour has 3 personals. No other Dragon has more than 1. We're still tied at 36. Seymour trying to take a charge, and it's a blocking instead, and that's his 4th. Boy, that official blew his whistle, and then he stood there, and he had his arms in the air, and he's like, are they going on my hip, or are they going behind my head? And they went on his hip, and it's a blocking foul, and it's a 4th on Seymour, and it's team foul number 5 on the Dragons. Couple tough calls. Not saying they're bad calls at all, but Coach Katzmeyer is in the ear of that official right now. Couple calls that he just hasn't quite agreed with that have been definitely indecisive calls, as the free throw is rattled in by Brody Keller. Syracuse is now 1-for-3 from the free throw line in this game. That was their first make, and it gives them a 1-point lead. Seymour just checked out with his 4 fouls. One on a box out, and then one trying to take the charge. He definitely absorbed all the contact, but maybe wasn't quite set. Keller's second free throw, in and out, and the Dragons have the board. Under 2 minutes we go here in the third quarter. Valley down by 1. Hayden Carney back on the wing. Van Houten another 3. This one short. In fact, didn't draw iron. Syracuse pushes it ahead. Leyva's got it with 1:40 to go in the quarter. Leyva drives. Tough shot around. Carney missed, but he got his own rebound and followed it in without coming down. Leyva, good hang time and athleticism. Second chance points. He's got 17. Valley had worked hard to tie it at 36 all, but now they're back down by 3. Van Houten trying to force it underneath to Colin Carney. It's stolen away. Dragon turnover up the court. Molina, no, but a foul. And that one's going against Hayden Carney. I believe it'll be his second. Both teams now in the bonus here in this third quarter. Hayden, of course, going to play college baseball at Tabor next year. Averaging 9 points a game, just 2 so far today. Now a couple fouls. And the first free throw, no good, off the back left. 1-for-5 is Syracuse from the free throw line here today. Trying to make it a 2-possession lead. Jesmar Molina, his second free throw is good. That's the first point of the game off the bench. It makes it Syracuse 40, Valley Falls 36. Dragons were down by 1 at halftime. They had tied it in 36 all on a triple by Van Houten a couple minutes ago. Here's Hayden Carney picking it up. Grayson Coleman has checked back into the lineup for the Dragons. He gets it on the right block. Turn, shoot, scores. Points off the Dragon bench. Grayson Coleman, good finish when he caught it on the low block. Cuts the deficit in half. Pass to the left side. Out of bounds through the hands of Brody Keller. Turnover for Syracuse. Both teams sitting on 8 turnovers. And the Dragons will have the possession down 2. We're under 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Both teams looking for win number 20. Trying to extend their season by 2 more games. To my final Friday at 2 and then 3rd of the championship. The Dragons turn it over. Back-to-back possession of the turnover. Vasquez coast-to-coast missed it. Offensive board. Turn, shooting, scoring. Leyva. Valley Falls only had about one guy there to rebound, and there was 3 black jerseys, and Leyva got it and scored. He's got 19. Now 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Valley Falls, couple late turnovers that have cost him. Cervantes drives. Kiss off the window. Tough shot for Damian Cervantes. His first 2. He's got 11 points. Little stop and go by Leyva. Shot block. Good defense by Van Houten. 3 seconds left. Van Houten at half court. He passes ahead, and Coleman doesn't get it off in time as the buzzer sounds at the end of the third quarter. 10 lead changes in this game. We head to the fourth quarter, and it's a 2-point contest. Syracuse, 42 points. Valley Falls, 40 points. And the fourth quarter is coming up after a 1-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along the studio engineer, Ray Penning, Justin Flukback with you to a state quarterfinal action from Bramwich Coliseum here in Manhattan. Dragons down 2 as we begin the fourth quarter. Duncan Alvarenga's checked back in for the Dragons here to begin this fourth quarter. Grayson Coleman is in there off the bench as well. 3 starters, Van Houten, Cervantes, and Colin Carney. That lineup reset again presented by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. With a great lineup and all the auto parts you need, visit Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. Emptying the lineup here to begin this fourth quarter. Maggins, Skip Van Houten open for three left wing. He airballed it. Maybe he's showing a little signs of fatigue here. There's a couple threes that have come up well short in this second half. Syracuse leads by two. We've had 10 lead changes in this game. Valley Falls tied it at 36, only about our second tie of the contest. We were back and forth 1 point there for quite a while in each half. Here's a drive by Brody Keller. He's cut off. Now a three in the far side. That's missed by Johnny Tiveldi. Rebounded by Cervantes. Still on the bench with foul trouble is Charlie Keller. Now the pass ahead and wide open. Oh, missed. Easy bunny there by Hayden Carney. Or excuse me, that was Duncan that missed that shot. And then a turnover by Syracuse. Too far to the other end as Coach Katzmeyer wants to talk with Trenton Van Houten. Former Oskaloosa Bears fit in so well with this team. Coach Katz, you heard him talk about in the pregame how this team is one that likes to have a lot of fun and personalities that really jive well together and form tremendous chemistry on this Dragon squad. Needing some plays here in the fourth quarter with now 6:40 to go. Valley Falls down by two. Nice pass to Carney. To the basket. He's tied it up. Give Van Houten the dime as Colin Carney slides around the defense. He's got 16. We're tied at 42. 6:25 to go. Here's Leyva into the lane. Shot. No. Rebound. Colin Carney again. And we got a foul against Syracuse. Foul's becoming a bigger issue. This one on Leyva. That's second personal on Alvaro Leyva. Valley will not face any pressure. They did early on in this game. Turned it over 10 times today. Syracuse has 10 turnovers as well. Dragons looking to take the lead. It's been a little while. Had some leads early in that third quarter, but trailed through the final 5 or so minutes of that period. Cervantes on the left wing, back in his zone now at Syracuse that they played a lot of in the first half. Van Houten underneath, lost the handle. Another Dragon turnover. By the way, that third quarter, certainly the offenses came alive. Syracuse outscored Valley Falls in the third quarter, 20-19. Took a 1-point halftime lead into a 2-point advantage. But now we're tied at 42 all. Everybody left. Molina, he shoots a three. He missed it. Comes crashing in for his own rebound. Al Leyva's got it here in the near corner. 5.5 minutes to go. Leyva across the lane to the left. Up, off the glass and in. 21 points for Alvaro Leyva. He's had a big game. Puts Syracuse back on top. Houghton didn't handle the pass, but now controls it. He gets it to Colin Carney. Left of the lane. His shot missed. Colin gets his own rebound, and he's working on a double-double. Out to Duncan. Duncan will look over the zone. Vasquez comes out to defend him. Ball's touched out of bounds by Molina for Syracuse. Coming back into the lineup for the Dragons is Hayden Carney. 5 minutes and 10 seconds remain. Fourth quarter now. Winner gets top seed, two-time champ Mound Ridge, Friday in the semis. Last time Grayson Coleman was going up for the rebound on the drive by Cervantes. Cervantes meant to pass it to him, but fortunately for the Dragons, it was touched by a Syracuse player before it went out of bounds. Over near the Dragon bench, Alley Falls will trigger it in. They trail by two. A three-pointer good for Cervantes, who turns and faces the crowd. And the Dragons on top, 45-44. Cervantes has made 4-3. He's got 14 points and now needing a stop. Here's a three-pointer by Vasquez. No good. A rebound by Van Houten. And Houten looks defenders clear. 4:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Another three. Cervantes. Oh, my! Oh, my! Damian Cervantes! Back-to-back triples. And the Dragons are up by four and a timeout by Syracuse. Timeout called by the Bulldogs. We'll take it with them. A full timeout. 4:25 to go. The Dragons on an 8-2 run sparked by back-to-back triples from Damian Cervantes here in the fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout on CARE 93.7 FM, Horton, Atchison.
the new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Dustin Fluke back with you here in Bramlage Coliseum. It's Syracuse basketball out of a timeout. They trail by four, their biggest deficit matched here today. Syracuse gets it in. Going to work is Brody Keller, drawing contact against Coleman. He got the bucket and the harm. Brody Keller is 5 points, but now he's got seven and a free throw pending. Grayson Coleman just got his second personal foul. Clint Seymour on the bench still with four fouls here in the fourth quarter. First foul on the Dragons here in this final frame. Keller's free throw is short, rebounded by Van Houten. Boy, free throw shooting today has been terrible for Syracuse. Terrible with the capital T. They're 2-for-7 at the line. Cervantes, the bit a little closer. This time on the left wing. He's hit back-to-back threes. Dragons with the ball up by four. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And a timeout by Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. So another timeout. The Dragons will take this one. That means three timeouts remaining for Syracuse and two timeouts remaining for Valley Falls. We'll step away again as we're heading to crunch time here in the 2A Boys State Tournament semi-quarterfinal. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Ray Penning, Justin Pupak with you here in Bramlage. 4 minutes to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Valley Falls has the basketball and a couple timeouts remaining as they lead it 48-46 over Syracuse. Dragons could be a little patient with it. Again, no shot clock here in the postseason. Hayden Carney, Colin Carney, Damian Cervantes, Trenton Van Houten, and also Grayson Coleman out there. Seymour's on the bench with his four fouls. Down to 3:40 to go, and the Dragons taking a little air out of the basketball. They got back-to-back threes by Cervantes to go up by four. Then a bucket by Brody Keller, but he missed the free throw. His Bulldogs have been terrible at the foul line here today. Valley Falls continuing to work it. Syracuse only has one foul here in the fourth quarter. Van Houten drives, nice pass, and the finish by Colin Carney. On the left side, Carney's got 18. Give Van Houten the dime, and the Dragons lead it 50-46. Near side, Molina, he fakes the three, pulls up, and he missed it in the paint. Rebound to Van Houten, and Valley can walk it up the court again here. We had south of 3 minutes remaining in the Little Apple. 50-46, Valley Falls with the lead and the basketball. Now without the dribble, Hayden Carney in trouble and a timeout call by Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. His alma mater. He's brought him to state now as a head coach four times. This is the third time in the last 5 years. Valley Falls will have just one timeout remaining as they have to take one here to avoid a turnover with 2 minutes and 51 seconds left to go. We're going to keep it right here. Syracuse still has three timeouts left. Both teams only have one foul in this fourth quarter, so plenty of fouls to give. And you kind of wonder if Syracuse doesn't get a little bit more aggressive if you're playing from behind and you need to foul late to have a chance to get the ball back, you don't want to have to be coming up with two or three fouls in the final minute or so just to have a chance at a possession. Valley Falls has 18 points now for Colin Carney, and Damian Cervantes with 17. So Batman and Robin today, Carney and Cervantes, and Trenton Van Houten has joined him in double digits with 11. That's all but four of the points for the Dragons today, two each for Grayson Coleman and Hayden Carney. Valley Falls will still have the basketball. You're out of this timeout, and they still lead by four. Cervantes triggers it in to Colin Carney, and now Cervantes gets it back, and he's tightly defended by Molina, and indeed, it is a lot more pressure defense here by Syracuse. They've gone man-to-man. Dragons needing to take care of it. They have turned it over 11 times today. Almost a missed carry there, and a five-second count. That's Colin Carney dribbling the basketball. Kristen Van Houten asking the official if it was a change of possession, because it looked like at least getting a hand on it there was the Syracuse defender, Brody Keller, but not the case, says the official, and that's 12 turnovers now on the Dragons. Lob in to Brody Keller. Keller going strong, and a charging foul as he lowered that shoulder. Flint Seymour with four personal fouls just stood there and took the charge. What a defensive effort by Seymour. Tried to take a charge earlier and didn't get the call. He gets the call this time, and that's foul number four on Brody Keller. Valley Falls home run pass. Baseball up ahead to Van Houten to the rack and take the lead up to six. Trenton Van Houten's got 13. That's one way to bust a full court press. 52-46 and a home run over the fence to Van Houten. And then a foul on the Dragons as again Brody Keller working in the paint trying to get a shot up. It's only the second foul against the Dragons here in the fourth quarter. 52-46 matches the largest lead of the day for Valley Fall. Inbounds to Keller. He takes it right at Colin Carney, and he lays it in. The bucket, Brody Keller, he now has nine. Charlie Keller has 9 points as well. And both of them have four fouls in this contest. Full court pressure again. This time it's Hayden Carney, passing ahead to Cervantes. Cervantes in the lane, to the left hand, up and in! Damian Cervantes! He scored eight in this fourth quarter, and the Dragons back up by six. Charlie Keller, near side, Molina, three, missed it badly. Valley Falls has it. Minute 35 to go. Rebounded by Hayden Carney, he's harassed, and the ball's thrown away. Two on one, Charlie Keller shoots, scores. Timeout, Syracuse. 13th Dragon turnover, that time against the pressure, and Charlie Keller was open, got the pass. He now has 11 points. We'll take a timeout here, Mr. Ray, and return in 30 seconds with our score, Valley Falls 54, Syracuse 50.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech managed IT solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship level defense today.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
You know, those little things that don't always show up in the box score when you're talking about players and points. How big was the charge taken by Flint Seymour when he had four personal fouls? Offensively, it's been Cervantes with 19, Colin Carney with 18, and Trenton Van Houten with 13. Back to action, the Dragons lead 54-50. They break the full court press, and then a foul against Syracuse. It'll be their third. So one free foul still to give, and we're down to 1 minute and 20 seconds to go here in regulation. Valley Falls, third time at state in the last 5 years, trying to again advance to the semifinals as they did the last time in 2022. Finished fourth at state that year. Trenton Van Houten one-on-one will bring it ahead. Valley breaks the pressure and is poked away from behind. Now getting it back is Hayden Carney. He passes to Colin Carney. Long skip pass as the Dragons spread it out. Now find Colin going to the basket. Layup missed. Dragons missed an opportunity there. 1 minute to go. Valley still leads by four. Here's Brody Keller, coast to coast. Collision. Charge foul. And his day is done. Coach's son, Brody Keller. Second time. It's a charge foul here in the fourth quarter. Just trying to do a little bit too much. He fouls out with 9 points. His cousin, head coach's nephew, Charlie Keller, scoreless in the first half. He has 11, still out there with four fouls. Any more fouls on Syracuse, and Valley's in the bonus. That was foul number four in the charge, but the Bulldogs get a steal. Another Dragon turnover. This one taken away by Leva. He's had a hot hand today. He turns, and he charged, and it's Mr. Flint Seymour again taking a charge. Like nobody's business out there, getting in the right spot at the right time, absorbing the contact and helping his team on the defensive end. No free throws on the player control foul, but Seymour did it again, took another charge. Dragons keep the ball with a 4-point lead, and they nearly threw it away. They did. Ball intercepted by Hochholder. He gets it to Charlie Keller in the near corner. A three, Molina, no! Offensive board, whole shoulder, out. Another three-pointer. That one missed by Vasquez. And a tip that is good by Calvin Hochholder. And a timeout. We got a two-point game with 26 seconds to go. That time, the Dragons just could not get a defensive rebound. Both teams have one timeout left. I think Syracuse maybe just took their final one. No, we're going to keep playing, apparently. No timeout. No timeout. Oh, Paul's getting careless with the basketball. Five turnovers here in the fourth quarter. 14 turnovers now in the game. Dragons got to take care of it. Full court man-to-man going to be applied by the Bulldogs. Traveled over 6 hours here to Manhattan and lost an hour as well. Switching time zones. Valley gets it into Cervantes. He gets it into the half court. Ahead to Van Housen. He's had a good day at the free throw line. Trenton dribbling. 20 seconds left. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Trenton Van Housen has made 6 of 8 free throws today. And his two biggest ones will come with 19 seconds remaining in regulation. Valley Falls clinging to a 2-point lead. Free throw up, free throw in. 14 points for Trenton Van Housen. Duncan Alvarenga checks in, a defensive substitution there for the Dragons. They still have a couple fouls to give. Both free throws good by Van Housen. Makes it 56-52. Those were huge. Up the court, layup good. Quick two by Jesmer Molina. And now the clock's running, and Valley Falls gets a timeout, which is good because they just threw it away. The lead is 2 for Valley Falls, and it would have been Syracuse basketball, but the Dragons were taking their time inbounding it and about to throw it out of bounds, which they eventually did. But a timeout, the final one in his pocket for Caleb Gastmeier, saved disaster. And we're keeping it here during this timeout with just 8.7 seconds to go. What a ball game. Valley Falls has led through most of this fourth quarter. They were down by 2 coming into the frame, went ahead by 4 on back-to-back triples by Damian Cervantes with 4.5 minutes to go, and they've not trailed since. But it's just a one-possession game. So, number one, get the ball in. Number two, basically just hold on to it. Less than 10 seconds to go. So Valley Falls doesn't even have to get it across half court. Of course, they can't hold it for more than 5 seconds. Syracuse will match him man-to-man with full court pressure, 56-54. If there would happen to be a jump ball, a tie-up, the possession arrow favors Syracuse. So Valley Falls does not want a jump ball. A couple times they've had success throwing the home run one-handed baseball pass up the court. That's not a horrible idea here. Once you touch it, the clock will move, and you'd rather have it on the other side of the court than close here. They get it in, and right back to Cervantes, the inbounder. Damian's into the half court in a hurry. He's going to go score, layup, and up should do it. Cervantes with a bucket. 2 seconds left, and Valley Falls has won it. 58-54. The Dragons celebrate victory at Bramlage Coliseum as they defeat beat Syracuse in this 4-5 seed matchup, and they'll get a crack at the two-time defending undefeated champions from Mound Ridge on Friday at 2 p.m. What an effort. That is 11 consecutive wins for those of you counting at home, and another barn burner after the one-point sub-state title game over Mission Valley. This one down to the wire. Two big free throws by Trenton Van Houten with 19 seconds left. And not only do the Dragons break the full court pressure, but Damian Cervantes inbounded it. He got it right back and went coast to coast for the layup to win it. Valley Falls 58, Syracuse 54. The Dragon season will continue for two more days, and they'll be hanging out here in Manhattan with postgame coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our postgame show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
That is why they call it March Madness. Phenomenal basketball today here at 2A State in Bramlage Coliseum. And the Valley Falls Dragon Boys win their 2A quarterfinal over the Syracuse Bulldogs, 58-54. This game featured 11 lead changes, but Valley Falls led for the final 4.5 minutes after back-to-back threes by Damian Cervantes, who finished with a game-high 21 points. Valley Falls was down 2 coming into the fourth quarter, and they outscored the Bulldogs 18-12 in that final frame to get the win. It's number 20 on the season for the Dragons, and they will get the number one seed, two-time defending undefeated champs Mound Ridge, coming up on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on CARE 93.7 FM. Valley Falls down 6 in the first quarter. Came back to take a 12-11 lead at the end of one frame. Syracuse, though, would have a lead at halftime, 22-21. Syracuse led at the end of the third quarter, 42-40, but the Dragons had their way in the fourth. How about three charges taken by the Dragons and two of those by Flint Seymour when he had four fouls in the fourth quarter? Flint Seymour did not score, but, you know, that's some big plays that keep the opposing team from scoring. Those wiped some points off the board, and points were a premium and made a big difference here today with the Dragons getting the four-point win. They had three big-time scoring efforts today. We mentioned Damian Cervantes leading the way with 21. Damian made 5 3-point shots, and he actually scored 10 of his 21 points in that fourth quarter. Joining Cervantes with 21 was Colin Carney with 18 points today, and Trenton Van Houten added 15. Trenton from the free throw line today went 8 of 10. Two free throws with 19 seconds left gave the Dragons a 4-point lead, and they win it by 4 after it was cut to 2 as Cervantes got a layup, breaking a full court press at the buzzer. Give the Dragons the 58-54 win. Grayson Coleman and Hayden Carney each had 2 points as well for Valley in their winning effort. Valley ended up 8 of 14 from the free throw line. We told you Van Houten went 8 of 10. Colin Carney was 0 for 4. They made 6 3-pointers, 5 by Cervantes, 1 by Van Houten. Van Houten was pretty big. His triple made it a 36-36 game in the third quarter, as we only had a few ties today, but a ton of lead changes, no doubt. And here's a couple other big stats. We mentioned this a few times, but Syracuse not shoot free throws well. For one thing, they only got to the line 7 times, and Valley Falls got there twice as much, making 8 out of 14. Syracuse from the free throw line, 2 of 7. Just 2 of 7 from the line for the Bulldogs. They made 4 3-pointers, 3 of which were by Alvaro Leyva. They also had 10 turnovers. Valley Falls ended up with 14 turnovers. Dragons with a big fourth quarter despite turning it over 5 times, 5 of their 14 turnovers in that fourth quarter for Valley Falls. Dragons win at 58-54. Final scoring for Syracuse, by the way, Alvaro Leyva had 21. Charlie Keller had 11. Brody Keller finished with 9 before fouling out. Johnny Tibaldi had 4. Freddie Vasquez had 4. Jesmar Molina scored 3. And Calvin Holshoulder had 2 points for Syracuse, who ends their season 19-5 and their first state tournament appearance today since 2011. 7 seniors play their final game for the Bulldogs here today. Valley Falls has won 11 consecutive games. Their season extended again Friday, 2 p.m. against top seed Mound Ridge, right here for Bramwich Coliseum Class 2A State Boys Tournament in Manhattan, and right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM. Don't forget to follow along. We got lots of games, area games 12 total that we're covering on the MSC Sports Radio Network with our 4 different stations in Northeast Kansas. You can see all the scores, the schedule, and information online at MSCSports.net. By the way, the Troy girls won a great game as well. It was going on simultaneously to ours. And the Troy girls beat Central Plains 33-25. So Troy girls and Centralia girls both won their games today in Dodge City. Bad news is they have to play each other in the semifinals on Friday. So it'll be Troy against Centralia girls Friday from Dodge City, as both those teams did win earlier here today. The MSC Sports website shows the Atchison boys falling earlier today in 4A state at Salina. They fell to the top seed Ottawa by a final of 63-46. We need to pick our Bank of Atchison player to bank on, our player of the game, as we wrap up our post-game show. And that's pretty tough because you had 3 pretty dynamic electric scorers today. And then Flint Seymour taking those charges was pretty huge as well. But I got to give it to Damian Cervantes today, not just because he scored 21 points and made 4 3-pointers, but I think the turning point of this game was 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Dragons trailing, but they got back-to-back 3-pointers in about a 20-second stretch from Damian Cervantes. That put him ahead by 4, and the Dragons would never trail again the rest of this afternoon. So some big plays when the Dragons needed them. Those two triples led to a timeout. And again, Valley Falls able to hold on to the lead as Cervantes finished with 21 ahead of Colin Carney with 18 and Trenton Van Hout with 15 here today. Dragons get the win 58-54. Cervantes, our Bank of Atchison player of the game. We'll have Caleb Gatzmeyer back with us for a pregame interview before our 2 o'clock tip-off on Friday here at Ramlidge Coliseum. That'll be our next high school basketball action here on Care Radio 93.7 FM. My appreciation to Ray Penning at the Care Studios, and that will wrap it up. Congrats to the Dragons. They win 58-54 over Syracuse. They'll get top seed, two-time undefeated champ Mound Ridge coming up Friday at 2 o'clock. This has been Justin Fluke. It's been a pleasure bringing you the play-by-play action here today. So until Friday, take care and enjoy state basketball tournament week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.